Hello, everyone. We are Patty and Jesse, and this is Aging Ungracefully, a podcast where we talk about our respective quarter life and midlife crisis fun. And these ageist concepts, of course, what can you do? So, Patty, how are you?
It's been a couple of weird weeks since we last recorded, but it's summer and everything is better in the summer. So, does it really matter?
Like Olaf and Frozen says.
Literally, I'm one of those persons who cannot live anywhere that's dark and gloomy for any time, any extended period of time at least, because I feel it. I really do. I think it's one of the side effects of living in California for so long. It's cold, but it's sunny. It's raining, but it's sunny. Overcast, but sunny. So I love summer. It's my favorite season. It's time to go outside and try new things, food, places, go on trips, be outside. Maladies are knocking me out for 12 hours a day.
I have been thinking of you.
Yeah, I fall asleep so easily now. I'm like, nap after lunch, a nap after work, a nap before I go to bed. But everything is fine as long as it's summer and it's like 80 degrees outside. I am happy. It's my preferred state of being. This week I've also decided that I could do without my siblings, mostly because it's summer and I was like, what's a better time to try out linen pants? I love a linen pant, but
that's what they're made
owned
for.
One on a pair at least. So I was really excited when I got my order this week because everything's been backed up and et cetera, et cetera. But I tried them on. I'm so excited to show everyone. And my sister's like, you look like Harry Styles wannabe. And I'm like, excuse me.
I thought that's a compliment personally. Like, who's got better style?
Some of the pantsuits are questionable. But aside from that, that's true. I did decide I'm going to exchange them for a smaller size, maybe a less like flowy stage like show size, and then maybe I'll pull them off. I'm really excited because I'm short and I forget how short I am when I'm shopping online. And these do not need hemming. So that's a win for me. Anyone who is very short and needs linen pants, Gap is apparently where to go. But yeah, also TikTok has me thinking I could do European summer, which I cannot, but
what
it is
European
a dream.
Summer? What is that?
You just go spend summer in Europe.
I hate TikTok.
Why not?
taunting us with these things.
Alas.
I feel like everyone I know is in Spain right now. And I'm just like,
right, like what's up with Spain? I think everybody just got really good tickets. Everybody I know is also in Spain.
Yeah, they must have like good prices because I've never been and I really, really want to go. And so I'm just like, there's this guy I went to high school with that I haven't talked to in like maybe 15 years. And I'm very tempted to like DM him and be like, can I have your itinerary? Because I would like to just copy what you just did for the last 10 days.
You should, because there's people who are now the new like hustle is you sell your itinerary. So you post your amazing vacation on TikTok, and then you're like, if you want my itinerary, $5.
What?
Yeah.
I have very mixed feelings about this.
I did too at the start, because I was like, you're offering any, like, but then I'm like, you did put considerable amounts of work into this, so I do think that if other people are going to benefit on your viral video, maybe you should get like some type of compensation for it.
But they're already benefiting for their viral video because that's how they get the likes and all the things, and that's how they can make money off of it.
Right, but like I think TikTok doesn't actually pay that much per
so
view.
A lot of people are moving to YouTube, which is why I'm like, how can I, what content
YouTube.
Do I have for YouTube? Because that's what I'm seeing a lot of, like the four TikTok accounts that I follow. They're like, go to YouTube, go to YouTube, go to YouTube. And my last video, my like at Jason Statham Reacts, I think is one of my two most hilarious. And like, I got like, you know, over 1,000 views and over 100 likes very, very quickly on the other ones, like within 2 days. Mm-hmm. And then this one, I got 12 views. And I'm like, but this is funny. Like, this is funnier. I was very heartbroken.
I understand why people say go to YouTube, because YouTube has been the longest player in the like pay for content game.
Yeah.
Like, they've done like VidCon and like YouTube Creator Funds, like, since I was probably in high school.
Yeah, I mean, they monetized early. Like, that's the thing with like Google Ads and, you know, blah 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 blah. Because I remember I was in ad tech. They're like, Google Ads knows what they're doing.
Oh yeah, they do.
Yeah. Well, I will be jealous in a form of hating people who can go to Europe for the summer, even though hopefully I aim to be the person I hate in my future where I can go and do the same thing.
Right.
Or I would go, I go like for spring. I want to go here. I want European spring. Ugh. I love
that. That is fair, because Europe, well, at least I've heard that AC isn't as widespread.
Correct. Also, it's just like horribly crowded in any touristy kind of place. It's just too crowded.
But yeah, that is fair. That's what I heard, because in my head, I'm going to Japan in March next year, obviously. But I've heard that this year it got really crowded, because like things opened up again and people wanted to go, and they like think that the exchange rate was good too, like.
So March might not be so bad. It's once everything starts blooming that it gets out of control.
Yes. So, like, there was, like, lines for everything. I saw someone that waited in line for, like, 3 hours to go to the, like, cherry blossom Starbucks.
We went in March and it was fine.
Okay.
Yeah, because we visited my cousin. We went in March and it was fine. But we also knew that we were, like, coming right up against the public holiday. So, we were there in the neck of time. I think they call
it Golden Week. I might be wrong.
Yeah, I mean, I know that's a thing. I don't know if that was the exact time that we...
But I actually was thinking about you, because I, in my head, I'm in Japan in March of next year. But I was like, I wonder if you went in winter or in spring. And I think you just answered my question.
I did the between. I really want to go in fall, because it doesn't have the same tourist issues as spring. And it's like beautiful foliage in some of the country. But like, I'm sure there's cons too. I just saw, like, you know, you see that one picture and you're like, I want to be there.
Yeah.
So that was my thing for fall. But Craig worked in healthcare already. And I mean, I probably did too, but like my job wasn't as affected by the busy time of year. So he couldn't go in November. Anyway.
That's so sad.
Well, I support March 2024, Japan. My mom sent me this text and was like, do you have any interest in going to Egypt? First of all, it's like asking if my name is Jesse. Do I want to go to Egypt? Like, have you met me?
My thing is like, why would you ask? Like, if I was like, Jesse, do you want to go to Egypt? Obviously you would say yes. Like, I can't imagine any other like response.
I mean, I can, the list of countries I would not want to go to is very, very short. And it's more, I don't want to go to them like right now. Like right now is not the time you go to that country.
Fair.
And it's like probably like a 10 country list, like not long. So I'm pretty down to go. I think she is just so excited to travel somewhere again.
Love that.
But yeah, that was my favorite. I was like, you know, I like Near Eastern studies is not the same as Egypt, and so that, which was my major, but I also took Egypt like Egyptology classes.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah. I'm there. So you've had it sounds like a chill, but life does its thing sometimes, couple of weeks.
I think that's exactly the way to describe it. But it's summer, Jesse. And I have allergies.
Did you get your AC fixed?
No. But you know what? We're just living with it.
I'm going to play this clip for you when it's late July and you are melted. past
The
it.
thing is, like, July is fine. Second summer. No, it's
not. July
it's
is
awful.
not fine. July is not fine, Patty.
That's true, but
Well, no, late July, because I said late July. Late July is like, get
late
ready.
July is bad, but July itself is like not as bad.
Early July is
Also,
not as
I've
bad.
started my list of cool places to go
All right.
already. Yes.
All
The public library by my house. It's
right.
very cold in there and it's free. Love a free place. The movies, there's a lot of movies coming out this
A
summer.
favorite summer activity. That was the thing. The first summer we couldn't go to the movies, like in 2020, I was like, I didn't have AC yet, and we couldn't go to the movies. And I was like, and there's no indoor malls, and I don't even think there, like, a lot of stores are open. So I was like, I have no idea where to go to not be sweating.
Yes.
It's awful.
What else is on my like cold places list? The YMCA by my house also does like non-member passes. So you just show up for like I think they're like certain blocks, and you get to use the pool for like $25.
Yeah.
Well, I hope my AC is fixed. I'm not banking that my AC is
They fixed it
fixed.
quickly last time.
Yeah, but this time they had to like order a part and they have to like bring in the technician. Last time the technician came, looked at it, he was like, oh, okay, like I changed this one thing. Now it's like, right, but like we need to order the part, and also the like motor needs changing, and like gotta get the technician in.
But the ball is rolling, or did you just leave it?
No, the ball is rolling. I mean,
Okay.
they've ordered the part. Now when the part's gonna come, I don't know.
That's the you've okay, then I'm satisfied with the status update, as though this is my apartment we're talking about, because the part waiting for the part is like in no one's control. But will I bug you to bug your landlord in like 2 weeks? I will absolutely do
That's
that.
my thing. I am bad at the follow-up. Like, I'll get the
Yes.
thing, but I'm
Yes.
really bad at the like, can you fix this? Can you fix this? Can you fix this?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, it's not, it's a certain personality type. It is absolutely a certain personality type. And like, I can
Yeah.
only work for people that like appreciate that, basically. And I
Yeah.
appreciate that. I told her, I was like, you need to follow up with me. This girl's not going to remember anything. But yeah. All right, so not a bad couple weeks. I'm glad you got the ball rolling on your air conditioning, because
Yeah.
like, I opened
I'm
the door
also
today.
glad. It's
I opened the door today, and I was
hot.
like, no, and closed it. I was like, it's not even that hot, but like, it takes a while for my body to readjust. Like, I am that body that puts on a layer of fat for the winter and then needs to like sweat it off, and I have not sweated off yet. So I opened the door and was like, ooh. But yeah, I mean, it's definitely, the last couple of weeks, what my life has lacked in quantity of events, it is more than made up for with quality, but not always like the highest quality.
Fair.
So it's been a tiring couple of weeks, but also like, I've had plenty of time to do like things, self-carry stuff in between things. And like, I did go see Fast X, obviously. I was funny because when we were going, I was like, I'm glad we're finally seeing this. And then I remembered it had only been out for a week. But I'd already seen a major spoiler. So like, this is why I'd refer to episode one or two, people. Like, I have strong frustration. Patty, I will interrupt myself and let you know I ruined a show for my friend slash Pilates teacher last week, and I still feel really upset and I'm guilty about it. It was like a real cliffhanger thing I ruined. I thought she'd finished the show.
What show was it?
White Lotus.
Oh no, people went
I guess
nuts for that show.
she finished season one, but she hasn't started season two, I guess. And I thought she'd finished season two, so I told her who dies by accident. And it's I I'm I mean, at least I'm not a hypocrite. Like, I feel terrible. Absolutely terrible. But anyway, I saw my Fast X. For those of you who also love Jason Statham, do not get your hopes up, despite the fact he is posting that he is in like all of the media tour, like events and whatever's, he is in it as more of a cameo. So I have feelings about that. But going back to my quantity versus quality, I canceled my cable and I returned the little box and I saw in the background like this like Fast X little tote bag. So being, and the guy was really nice. So being Jesse and having no shame, I was like, did you have a, I was like, what's the question I can ask that's not like, I just canceled my product with you. Can I still have free stuff? So I was like, did you have like a promo? Like very discreet, like, I was like, did you have a promo? He's like, do you want one? And boy, did I say yes with enthusiasm. And he went, and there was swag in it, Patty. And I am still so excited about this. There was a shirt. There was a hat. There was a keychain and the tote bag. I'm giving my sister the shirt so that she knows how much I love her. But I'm now wearing a Fast X hat when I go for walks with the dogs, and proudly so, proudly so. So yeah, that was a highlight.
That's highlight. I love free stuff.
And like free stuff that I was considering buying my sister a shirt very similar to this one. It was a little better than this one, but like free. I'm very excited. It is the
thought that counts.
Very excited about that. I had an appointment with the dog psychic, but this time I did a people medium appointment, which if you think the dog appointment was creepy, the people one is like next level. I don't know like how much I'm ready to talk about it.
Fair.
But there were, it's because there were a couple moments where like she described something. I was like, that's not them. Like, that's someone else is interrupting this call because this person did not like horses. And why would they have horses in this vision? But yeah, it's definitely, that was exhausting. I was waiting for big news, being physically ill for like 5 days, finally got the update. Not great news, but I was just excited to be able to move on. So been dealing with a lot of the anxiety with video games, which I texted you because I thought I'd been playing it for 45 minutes and I'd been playing the game for over 3 hours.
That was even a good game. What's the rec? What's the recommendation?
I mean, Craig, very on brand for me and Craig and our dynamic, he hates this game. It's Overcooked 2. It's not a new game. You can play it, I think, on like Steam and stuff too. I don't know. Maybe uh-huh. not. And you're like, it's one of those things where you're like prepping food and it's like time limit and like you have to chop it and put it together, blah, blah, blah. And like they have phone games that like have never appealed to me, but there's something about like holding the controller. Where I'm like, yes, more of this. So 3 hours later, I didn't feel less anxious, but at least I was not aware of, at least I like redirected my anxiety. And I have watched too much Antique Roadshow. It's just so soothing. It's just so soothing. And because we don't have cable, like those like free channels are like everything to me right now. So there's an Antique Roadshow UK and an Antique Roadshow US, like each have their own channels.
Ooh, which one do you like better?
I mean, who can choose between two marvelous Fair. Things? So I'm watching the US now, which is bad because when I watch the UK one, it's like, oh, these would never be things I would have or find in a thrift store. But when you watch the US one, and I made the mistake of watching like a highlights episode yesterday where like everything was worth six figures. Like, if we didn't have to record today, I would be at a yard sale right now. Like,
wow.
For sure.
Saving your budget.
I mean, we watched Storage Wars, and the amount I wanted to go bid on storage units was the only fact, like, the reason I didn't is because at the time we had no money, and, like, competition was getting too high to be worth it because everyone watched the show, right? But I love gambling, so of course it appeals to me to buy a box of crap that may be worth nothing and may be worth tons. It's a gamble.
I've never like actually thought about it that way, but it is a gamble.
Yeah, it's absolutely a gamble. And like, why would I not want more of that in my life?
My family went through a really big Storage Wars phase at the very start of the pandemic. I mean, my mom doesn't need any more things. Trust me, like she could do her own like yard sale with all the things she needs to get rid of. But
and I would attend.
Oh, you should, like, please. My mom pulled out a pair of baby shoes the other day. And I'm like, who's here having a baby? None of us have been baby age since like 20 years ago.
But aren't you nostalgic a little bit?
I am a little bit, but the fact that they were brand new from Babies R Us, like, ain't no one wearing those shoes.
I thought they were like your baby shoes. No, they're like,
no.
One day I'll have a baby to give these to.
There has been babies in my family since you probably bought that, because I don't think Babies R Us is a thing anymore. But they're never the right shoes, because like we've only had like girls in my family. And they're boy shoes with little trains. So obviously my mom can give the little train shoes to the like girl babies that have been born in my family. It's like a whole thing. And I'm like, right, but like if you give it away, then someone else's baby might be able to wear them. Isn't that a great concept?
I mean, I have so many feelings. I have so many feelings about this.
Alas, maybe I'll have a baby in the next 20 years and they can wear the shoes.
My mom bought like little kids books and was like hiding them, and I found them when we were like moving the like bench that they were stored in, and I was like, mom, what are they? She's like, oh, you know, I thought like I have grandchildren, but like she didn't say I've given up, but something to that. And I was like 22 at the time. It was like, you need to calm down, because it is not a bad thing that I've not had children at this point. It is a good thing for my career, at least.
I'm like hoping and praying that like one of my cousins has a kid before me, because like my mom needs something to focus on. Yeah, Antique Roadshow really has a hold on my face. Not Antique Roadshow, sorry.
Storage Wars. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it was good. Obviously, everyone has their favorites. Like, would I really need a reboot? I feel like now would be a good time for a reboot. It's been long enough. I don't think they still have new episodes, but whatever. So we're doing the Antique Roadshow thing. It's been very calming. I still highly recommend Antique Road Trip, which is a UK show and brings me even more joy. They have a free channel on Pluto too. but my big thing, as you know, was that I went to the Shania Twain concert.
Very exciting.
It was very exciting. I have multiple Shania Twain albums. I am not a country music person, but like Shania Twain, right? It's great. Okay. But I need to walk you through this experience, because it was a bunch of situations.
I like, mean, you had some ups and downs.
Mostly downs for the first like 3 hours, because we left at a time where we were supposed to be there at like 7:06.
Okay.
And then I figured that would probably get us like to the exit and then add another 30 to 45 minutes for the just get into the parking lot, right? Even though it's literally only 2 miles. I've been to this venue before. That's how it goes. Patty, it would have taken us like hour 20 minutes total, over 3 hours. It took us over 3 hours, 2 full hours of which we're just trying to get off the freeway, because many people felt collectively like what we should do is go from, instead of like one lane waiting to one lane exiting, one lane waiting to four lanes waiting, and then merge back into one lane exiting.
What?
Which was not remotely intelligent. I thought that it did break in, because, you know, when there's concerts, like sometimes they'll turn a lane that's one direction into the opposite direction,
right,
to like go, go, go. So when I found that out, my rage, I'm like, who started this trend? How dare you? Like, I was so frustrated. And I will skip ahead that when we were leaving, someone else took it upon themselves to turn a lane into a different direction. And then this poor car going the actual direction of the lane was like headlight to headlight with a bunch of cars. Like, what are they going to do? I was super judgy.
This is why,
I'm like, unless there's a person in an orange vest who points you to the lane, like just like super annoyed. But yeah, so we were super backed up on the freeway, highlights of which include the, you know, shout out to the person who jumped and peed in their mini skirt on the other side of the divide. Props to the, like, I just have to go that badly, because I also had to go that badly, but I missed my chance, because this whole 2 hours, there was only one section that you could really hop over. And it was relatively private. Like that person gets like gold star
They
looking
have good
out for like
eyes
the
for that.
opportunity. They're like, I see construction fence ahead, blah, blah, blah. They knew what was up. Unlike me, who I'm not sure, I can't think of like the last time I've had to go to the bathroom. It was so bad, Patty, that I couldn't lean forward to like change the radio station. I was like telling Craig to do it for me. So
Next.
it was a situation. Multiple people got out of the cars and like walked the 2 miles instead. It was like that bad. So like just walked on like in the middle of a freeway lane and then off the freeway.
So, did Shania just start with all these people missing from the venue?
Well, I don't know. The other exits were backed up, but I don't know if they had this same 4-1 to 4-4 to 1 situation. Like, I don't know if they were as bad. One of them was backed up so far, but I don't like it was wild. But
Oh.
so she started late. We still missed 6 songs, so like a third of the concert, which was heartbreaking. But also, I was trying to emotionally prepare myself to get there for none of the songs. So I was trying to
No.
like prepare myself for that, so that if I heard even 4 songs, I was like, it's 4 more songs than I've ever heard her play, right? Like that's the attitude you've got to transition into.
Right.
And panicking from like, I have to pee so badly and I'm so heartbroken because I never thought I'd get to see this woman in concert, to like, you know what? Make the glass half full is not my forte, but I like really pushed for it. I mean, the traffic, like there was a car that turned around on the freeway, went the wrong way up the shoulder and the wrong way up one of the on-ramps just to get out of the traffic. I can't. So like these are not common stories of stadium traffic. That's, but
Right.
it was absolutely wild. I didn't care about the opening act. Like, no disrespect. I'm sure they're talented, but I'm like, look, I'm here to live my best 90s life. But yeah, we got there. We saw it, the overflow lot. We were in the overflow of the overflow lot where they had like weeds up to my knees that we were like trekking through.
Oh my goodness.
Yeah, once I went to the bathroom, I was also a lot more patient. Sorry for the TMI about my bladder, everyone, but like 3 hours of unexpected traffic can be quite a situation. Like,
I was like so impressed that you made it like 3 hours and you like actually made it to a bathroom because I have a notoriously small bladder. Like I need to pee all the
I mean,
time.
I saw a porta potty in the distance down one of the like lanes of the parking lot, and I thought about it, but it felt too far, and I was afraid. I was like, I'm gonna take the risk. And I was walking where I was like, I'm pretty sure there will be another porta potty like down here, because I saw them. No, I saw them like when we were
Oh, you
driving
saw
in.
them.
And I was like, I think I'm just as close to that one. And I was walking, set up out to Craig. I'm like, the seal is breaking. And I just started like bolting to the bathroom. And it was pitch black. And I'm like, if I leave this bathroom without someone's urine on me, whether mine or someone else's, it is a Christmas miracle. So I was very satisfied with the overall results. But it was just like, oh my God, Patty, the things you do for music you love. And we
You
go.
gave it your all. You gave Shania Twain your all at this concert.
Yeah, and I recommend the concert. I mean, it was really straightforward, like not a fancy set or anything like that, but her music's just really energizing. And a song back, but song, 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 which is great. Like there weren't tons of awkward pauses or anything. And yeah, it was good. It was nice. She was really cute with fans, and like she got emotional more than once because she almost like she thought she might not be able to sing again. She had like a throat surgery.
Oh, I didn't have that.
Yeah, so it definitely affected her voice, but it was kind of sweet to see someone, not just burnt out on touring, but kind of emotional and happy about it. So yeah, it was good, but that was my big like last week, like, oh my gosh. So I do recommend, I'm sure there's still tickets somewhere. It was sold out, which also made me happy. Basically, like all of Livermore came out and brought their cowboy boots and their cowboy hats. And of course I bought my overpriced sweatshirt, and yeah, it was good. It was nice. I mean, I haven't been to a concert. I think the last concert I went to was probably Bryan Adams at that same place, though.
Yeah, I haven't been to concerts in a while. I did go to a concert in the city like a couple weeks ago, and it was nice because I haven't been anywhere
Yeah.
since the pandemic. So it's been nice. That's why I'm like, it's summer. Let's like do things.
You know, I like outdoor concerts too. I like the acoustics. I'm not sure they're technically better, but I hate hearing bounce back. And like Craig loves live music, so he wants to be in like the center of the center. If it's like an open environment, I'm like, I'll be in the back sitting down. So yeah, it was my kind of thing. This poor woman had broken her foot, and so she was sitting, because I have to sit in the back row because I can't fit my leg brace in most rows. And she was sitting in our seats, and I was so exhausted. So I asked, I was like, do you have tickets for these? And she looked at me, sad. She's like, no. And I was like, it's fine, actually. Like, I was just so, like, I pulled up a foldy chair. I was like, all I need to do is put my leg out. I don't need to have a complete, I mean, she moved over, so it was like absolutely fine. But she would afterwards, I felt so bad. I was like, you broke your foot. Like, these seats are for you too. It's fine. I told her, I was like, oh no, I wouldn't, you know. She's like, I'll go in the back. I was like, no, I can't go in the front. And it was awkward because you're just yelling at each other because it's so loud. But yeah, she was really sweet and it was fun. And I think my favorite thing about being at this stage of life too is like when I was younger and I went to concerts, like I'd be self-conscious about how I was dancing. And now I'm like, I paid money. I'm gonna do this how I want to do this. I'm not blocking anyone's view. I'm dancing. So it was really
Yeah, I
fun.
mean,
It's good.
you're there, you should have fun.
Yeah.
You know, after all you went through, you better enjoy your last few. Actually, how long? Your last few songs, right?
We were there for over half of it.
Oh, yeah, you
Like,
should
I'm
enjoy
not
it.
sitting down during Man, I Feel Like a Woman. I'm
Yeah.
kicking the air and I'm thinking, and I'm yelling woo and
Do you
all the
have cowboy
things.
boots? Did you also bring out your cowboy boots?
I can't wear boots. Though I've got to say, I had to really restrain myself from not just going around and like complimenting all of the sparkly boots that were
Very
so epic.
cool.
There was some strong glitter boot work, strong glitter boot work. And she wore the actual like leopard outfit from that Don't Impress Me once, which obviously I kind of felt like my life is complete. When I saw that, she's like, I pulled it out of the museum to wear. I was like, yes, you did. Oh, it was like, I don't know what it is about that.
That's
That was
really awesome.
so
Even
fun.
I know what that outfit looks like, and I'm usually not
Right? It's
like in the
iconic.
pop culture, but I'm
No, it's iconic with the hood and the walking. So props to everyone who wore a leopard print robe too. Some people brought their like wore like that. So it was fun. People were having a lot of fun. It was great. I was glad I went to the bathroom in the parking lot because the line was super long to go to the bathroom. Really, a lot of going out has to do with the bathroom for me, apparently, because I am apparently 80.
No, it makes sense. I also love like knowing if I'm gonna have a bathroom, the venue. Ever since I was small, my mom had this thing where she got really annoyed at me because everywhere I went, I had to check on the bathroom. I would be like, I need to use the restroom. Everywhere. Like a McDonald's, like the doctor's office, I had to use the restroom. Like I just like knowing where the bathroom is.
My mom, yes, like as you know, my family's like go, go, go when we're driving from point A to point B. Like we drove 22 hours from San Diego to Texas without stopping at a hotel type of thing. They trade off. And
No.
when it was both of my parents, my dad always had to go to the bathroom. And so when we'd stop, my mom would be like, your father has to go to the bathroom. I'm like, do you want him to pee in the car? Like, what's the alternative, mom? And so I think we know where I get the go, go, go from after hearing that story.
It's like, wow, your father does not have a bladder of steel.
So yeah, these are the adventures of life. I'm happy I did something fun and I bought tickets for a couple other fun things coming up. So it'll be good. I'm going to Les Mis by myself next month because I decided to spare everyone of going with me and watching me just, oh, I love it so much. I love Les Mis. And so I also like being at that point where it's like very easy for me to go alone. Like if I went with someone and they were going for the first time and they didn't love it, I'd be like, get out. I love this musical. So yeah, it's definitely still wearing my mask, but it is nice to go to things and have some fun.
Very excited. So I'm glad you did all these amazing things. I'm going to say it again because it's summer and we should do fun things outside.
Yeah, I've gotten a lot of sun and very proud that I'm not sunburned. Very proud. I have been slathering it on. I made the mistake of buying SPF 50 instead of 70. So when I run out of my 70, there might be a different story. But, you know, such as having a super duper pale skin. All right, we do have one Q&A today to discuss. Are you ready?
I am ready. Yes.
Okay. Is it okay to talk on your phone in a public bathroom?
It's a hard one. I want to say it depends on the conversation because I've overheard some really good conversations at a public bathroom.
What is a good conversation? What does that mean in that context?
Like, I want to know, like, tell me your drama. Like, what did your friend say? Like, why are we all here together in this bathroom conversing? Because if you're having a conversation in a public bathroom specifically, everybody's in the conversation now. Like, there's no expectation. I know there is an expectation of privacy inside a bathroom, but in once you like opted into having a public conversation on your phone in the bathroom, no, I need to know. Like, might as well just put it on speaker because I don't know what the other person is saying too.
I have heard people on speaker in the bathroom.
Yeah, very fair. I need to be in the conversation. Like if I gasp, I please tell the other person I gasp. I am also shocked. Cause if you're gonna put us all in this situation, everybody's gonna be involved. We're all participating.
I need you to ask Emily what she thinks real quick.
She made a very disgusted face. She was like, no.
And here's why I had you ask Emily. Emily and I agree on I've decided everything because I think the idea is horrific.
Why?
Because I'm already like kind of self-conscious about being in the bathroom. Like I never wanted someone to come with me to the bathroom. So when it's like a group, I'm like, look, I'm not into this. But so yeah, I just want to do my thing in peace. And sometimes someone will pick up and be like, hey, I'm in the bathroom. Can I call you back? Fair, fair game. It could be, especially when people didn't text, it could be someone who, like, you know, doesn't text or whatever.
Right.
No judgment. Also, I have heard some of the most mundane conversations, and I'm like, one, you're taking up the stall too long. Like, if you're bored enough, you're going to have a mundane conversation. Like, I don't know. Two, sometimes I don't feel good and I don't want that to be part of your phone call. I like just want my privacy.
I get that. I respect that because I would initiate a conversation in the bathroom. Like I wouldn't pick up my phone and like start like dishing out all the things I need to say to this person because I'm a shy peer. I
I'm
can't
a
pee if
shy.
someone else
Yeah.
like is like doing. But if it's an interesting conversation, go ahead. Like if it's something that we all need to know enough that you're like having it in public.
Do I just like have bad luck and I only get the boring conversations? Like, I feel like you're hearing very different combos than I do. Because whenever I'm like, here, like, so what are you up to today? I'm like, no, that is a post-urination conversation. Like, that is not a thing. Or if someone's like finishing up a conversation and you hear them being like, like that, I will not judge also because you just had to go so bad that you couldn't wait for them to finish, probably.
Fair.
But no, I don't get to hear. I will relate to you in that sometimes when I'm just like sitting on a bench outside, as I do enjoy doing, if someone's having like a venting about their job conversation, I do kind of love that, especially if they've been like a little bitchy to a person and they're recapping. Like, and then I told them blah 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 blah. I was like, yes, more. Tell me, what else did you say? How did they respond? Give me that. But those are not the bathroom conversations that I hear.
I just feel okay, like I've heard so many like juicy conversations in the bathroom. But I think maybe it's because like the mall I go to or the Target I go to are all near high schools. So it's a lot of like
Oh. Right.
That like fun, like this seems like the worst problem in the world to have right now, but like in 5 years it'll be like, remember when I called you in the bathroom to like tell you about my boyfriend and to me, like
Yeah, I'm going to the bathroom at where were we? Fresno's Underground Garden. And that was where the woman, that was where I really just, it's so irrational how strongly I feel about it. But yeah, I have one friend who's always talked on the phone when she uses the bathroom, but she's so busy that I'm like, that's fine. That's but it's when she's home. Like, that's your life. That's your bubble.
That's your own personal bathroom. You can do whatever you want.
Right. I will make fun of you when I hear you flush the toilet. I will make fun of you. But also, thank you for spending time with me today.
Yeah, like I have family members that also do that. I'm like, all right, I'm glad we went on this journey together.
Now, when people talk to me while I'm going to the bathroom, it really so I'm so pee shy, I will plug my ears to not hear anything and go in my bubble, which is pretty neurotic, but here I am.
I guess I haven't tried that trick yet, but I will. I need to be in the zone, like in out,
Yeah.
silence, no one around me. But if there's an interesting conversation going on, like please tell us.
We're
Please
gonna
put it on speaker.
We agreed about Botox. We're going to have to agree to disagree about using the phone in a public restroom. Because I came to do my thing, and that thing was not, add an audio background for your conversation. But what can you do?
Phones are
What can you
getting
do?
better though. Now they like block out ambient noise.
Do they?
I mean, I feel like, yeah, like
Is this
also
something?
if they hear me do my thing and they're in the bathroom, that's on them. Like
That's how I would like to think. Like, that should be my point of view. I remember thinking, once I had that thought, but it probably was similar to Shania Twain, where I just had to go to the bathroom so bad that I was like, forget anything and everything else in the world. People don't know boundaries,
Oh
Patty.
yeah, people don't know boundaries. I think public bathrooms are like airplanes. It's you and your closest, like so many friends for however long it takes.
That is not how I feel about airplanes
I
either. I'm more like, I don't know you, and I'm over here, and my elbow's on this side. Except if I do have someone who's like an elbow hog when I was in college, especially if it was someone with like a newspaper, I was very passive aggressive about it. Every now and then, I would lean over and just be like, fine, I'll read your newspaper with you. We're gonna do that together. Well, that is our mini episode for catching up and, of course, a deep dive on urination and such in public as you do. Thank you so much for joining us. We love doing this. We do have an email that's
Oh, okay.
agingungracefullypodcast@gmail.com because somehow aging ungracefully was taken. So feel free to send in your questions and we will answer them on a future podcast. Please rate, whatever. What do you do? Subscribe?
Subscribe.
Give it stars, subscribe. We're on all the things. So thank you for being with us and we will talk to you next time as we age ungracefully.